Hello, everyone, and welcome to another daily devotional with a spark of hope. This is your brother, Ernie. Today, I want to talk with you about a story in the Bible about the wind and the waves obey Jesus. We look at Luke 8:22-25. Says, "Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side of the lake.' And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, 'Where is your faith?'" And sometimes that's how we can be today. Jesus tells us something, as he told them in this story. He said, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." So immediately Jesus said that we're going to the other side. He didn't say, "Let us try to cross over," or "Let us attempt to cross over." No, he told them that they're going to cross over to the other side. But when the storm came, they completely forgot what Jesus said. That's why Jesus says, "Where is your faith? Is your faith in him? Is your faith in Jesus? Or is your faith in the storm?" Because we again go back to what Jesus told them. He said, "Let us cross over." And we know that the Bible says that our faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So they heard the word of God. They heard Jesus himself, the word of God, tell them that they're going to the other side. So their faith, if they would have kept their faith in Jesus, knowing and remembering what he said, that they would make it to the other side. So when the storm came, that's why Jesus was, he was asleep. He knew they were going to get to the other side. He wasn't worried about making it to the other side. He was asleep. But they put their faith immediately. They saw the storm and they put their faith in the storm. And they thought they were literally going to die. They said, "We're, Master, Master, we're perishing." And it's the same way with us to this day. We're going through something in life. We're having a tough time. We're going through a storm. We're going through a trial. And we forget the promises that God has left us in his word. We forget the things he's already told us. And our faith goes from our faith being in the Lord to our faith being more in the storm, our faith being more into our situation. So we have to remember to keep our faith on Jesus. He's with us in the middle of the storm. And he doesn't want us to worry. If he gave us a word, if he spoke something over us, if he told us something, listen to that. Listen to Jesus' word. Listen to what he's saying. Keep your faith in what he said and not in what's going on and not in your situation. Because I know it can be hard. We get distracted and we see the storm. We see the circumstances we're in right now. And it's easy for our faith to be more believing in we're going to die or we're going to perish or things are going horrible right now. And our faith, that's faith. That's not a good faith, but it's faith. That's why he says, "Where is your faith?" Not that we have no faith, but where are we putting our faith? So let's be encouraged today. Let's keep our faith in Jesus. Let's keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Let's keep our faith in his word and what he said. And when he tells us we're going to make it, when he tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he doesn't switch up on us. When he tells us he won't leave us, he won't forsake us, that'll be with us to the end of time. Let's remember those things when we're going through something. Let's remember that Jesus is with us. Jesus hasn't left us. Jesus has promised us these things. Jesus has promised us eternal life. Jesus has promised us that when we die, we don't perish. We get to be in heaven with him. Let's remember all the different promises he's made in his word. And let's put our faith in those and not our faith in what's going on in our lives. So God bless you all today. And I pray you have a great day in Jesus' name.